This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Just an hour ago, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois took a stage in Springfield in the shadow of the old state capitol and announced that he's running for president.
If you feel destiny calling and see, as I see, the future of endless possibilities stretching out before us, if you sense, as I sense, that the time is now to shake off our slumber and slough off our fears and make good on the debt we owe past and future generations, then I am ready to take up the cause and march with you and work with you. Today, together, we can finish the work that needs to be done and usher in a new birth of freedom on this earth. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's get to work. I love you. Thank you.
NPR's Mara Liasson is with the Obama campaign in Springfield and joins us from the old state capitol. Mara, the senator sure picked a site that that has historical resonance.
Yes, he certainly did. I would say the references and the analogies to Abraham Lincoln were pretty thick today. He talked about standing in the shadow of the old state capitol, where Lincoln once called on a divided house to stand together. He also compared himself to Abraham Lincoln in that they both had a lack of experience before he became president. He said, "I know I haven't spent a lot of time learning the ways of Washington, but I've been there long enough to know that the ways of Washington must change." Mm-hmm. He even compared himself to Abraham Lincoln in terms of the fact that they were both tall and skinny.
He even had the nerve to say gangly and had big ears, if
he
I'm not mistaken.
But the life of a tall, gangly, self-made Springfield lawyer tells us that a different future is possible. So clearly, just as Abraham Lincoln united a divided nation, that is Barack Obama's message, that he can transcend all sorts of divisions, partisan divisions and racial divisions. And as he said it today, he wants not just to hold an office, but to transform a nation. So pretty high bar.
He also used the phrase new generation a lot. First, I suppose if anybody wants to remember that that was a phrase that John Kennedy used a lot, well, that wouldn't be the worst thing. But do you think he was making an effort to present his candidacy as, in a sense, new generational or almost non-generational at the same time?
I think that there's no doubt that he is presenting himself as a new generation, a new kind of politics. His whole campaign is an indictment of politics as usual. The other candidates, Hillary Clinton, for example, he sees her as the establishment politician. He represents something new. He certainly is the first post-civil rights era African-American candidate we've had for president. And he really wants to run his campaign in a non-traditional way. His advisors say they want us to have an insurgent grassroots movement.
It's on to Iowa and back to Chicago tonight. Where is he going to concentrate?
He's going to go to Iowa. He's going to be in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids. But I think the most important stop in Iowa is tomorrow in Ames. He's going to appear at the university there. And I think on a practical level, if he is going to pull off this insurgent kind of campaign, he's got to bring new voters into politics, new supporters for him. And I think the place he's going to look is the college campuses. He's already gotten tremendous support from students. There are all these Facebook sites with students for Barack Obama. And I think that's where he's going to look, and there's going to be a big rally there tomorrow night.
Mara Liasson with the Obama campaign in Springfield. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.